This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A spokesman for China's parliament says the country's increase in defense spending is needed to deal with what he called complex security challenges. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Wang Chao said the defense budget, to be announced at the opening of the National People's Congress, has remained stable. The modernization effort has prompted concerns among the US and its allies, particularly over Taiwan. China claims the self-governing democracy as its territory to be brought under Chinese control by force if necessary. However, Wang reassured reporters at a news conference that China's military modernization will not be a threat to any country. He argued that, in fact, a militarily strong China is necessary for safeguarding regional stability and world peace. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new agreement between Iran and the UN nuclear watchdog includes reinstalling monitoring equipment and gaining access to people of interest in an investigation into uranium traces at undeclared sites. This comes from the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, who just returned from Tehran. He said Saturday that follow-up meetings will happen very, very soon, and he promised the agency will not hide information.
And as always, the agency will be fully transparent in terms of its success, which I hope for, or lack thereof.
The International Atomic Energy Agency and Iran issued a joint statement that went into little detail, but the possibility of improved relations between the two is likely to stave off a Western push for another resolution ordering Iran to cooperate. North Korea's foreign ministry on Sunday called on the United Nations to demand an immediate halt to combined military drills by the United States and South Korea. In a statement carried by state news agency KCNA, the vice minister of foreign